now joined with head coach of the Salmon Arm Silverbacks, Tyler Shattuck. Tyler, you guys coming off a weekend split up in Prince George last weekend. Overall takeaways from the weekend?
Yeah, I thought Friday was good, and then Saturday I thought we had a good first period. If we could have capitalized maybe on our couple power plays there, the game might have been different, but it seemed like we let them off the hook in the first period, obviously with them having a 1-0 lead, and then we kind of continued just to kind of get worse and worse as the game went on. So a split's decent going up there. It's never easy to beat the same team twice at home. So now we got 3 games left in the year, and we need to find a way to get 3 points here to make sure we seal up third place.
And you speak of those 3 games, obviously a busy week here for your group, 3 games over the course of the next 5 days. How do you ensure the group stays fresh but also making that push for the home ice advantage in the playoffs?
Yeah, I guess it's one of those, keep practice short, give them a day, just different things to keep them fresh and their minds fresh on the games. Obviously, these are important games. I don't think we really have to tell our group that. I think they should have a pretty good idea of that, so... even though days are shorter and different stuff like that, I think the focus is still the same for these guys. So that's on the leadership group to make sure everybody understands how important these games are, to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves away from the rink here heading into these 3 games and then obviously the playoffs.
And looking at the other side tonight, obviously the opponent, a good team across the BCHL. But looking at the players, like the up top, they have the Nadeau brothers, you know they're going to get the touches on the puck. But how do you help limit their opportunities as the game progresses?
Yeah, it's probably the question everybody's been asking this year. So it's one of those things. They got 100 points each of them, right? So it's one of those ones is you're just trying to limit the damage, I think. They're good players, and they compete on pucks. They don't take many nights off, so you're just going to have to try to make it as hard as possible for them to create offense. But it's one of those things, if we think that they're going to come in here and not create anything, then we're dead wrong. So we just got to kind of try to keep them to the outside as best as we can. And then obviously we got to keep them off the power play because they run at 40%, which is a pretty ghostly number there. So, I mean, it's one of those things is they got lots of weapons, but we got to find a way to win a hockey game.
And last question for you. It's your 4th meeting on the season with Penticton, but you guys haven't seen each other since mid-November. You guys matched up in 2 really good games in your last 2 games against them, and you're going to meet them 2 times in your last 3. So what's the key to success here over this next tier and on Sunday?
Yeah, it's just kind of that what I said is we got to be desperate here. We need points, obviously, more than they do. So we got to be a group that plays a little bit more desperate than they do. Hopefully, maybe they're already looking towards playoffs here, and we can kind of catch them sleeping a little bit. But it's one of those things is we haven't seen them in a long time, but we've seen what they've been doing to the league here, especially of late. So we got to be prepared to play our best game and stay focused and make sure that we're not running around or else they'll hurt us.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, and good luck tonight.
Thanks.
Now joined with head coach of the Penticton V's, Fred Harbison. Fred, obviously you guys have had quite a bit of success this year. You guys have won 12 straight games, including a 10-0 victory in your last game over Merritt. Just talk me through, what did you like from the game there on Saturday night?
Well, I mean, I don't know what to really say about it. Obviously, Merritt's had a tough year again, and you know, they got a ton of guys out for whatever reason, injuries and stuff. You know, so it was just, what I liked about it is that we got out of it without, you know, too many guys injured, I guess. We've got a couple guys banged up that we're just trying to rest over the next couple days here before playoffs next week.
And obviously, when you look at the numbers, your team has had a fantastic year. But for people that don't get to see all of your games, what is it from the small details that your group brings in every night and maybe they'll get to see here tonight in Salmon Arm?
Yeah, you know what? Our guys care about both sides of the game, right? It's, you know, we care just as much. Like, you know, we're looking at people saying, like, what's been motivating you since you've had things locked up for a while? And you know, we have a chance to break the all-time goals against record in the history of the league, you know. So, like, you know, that's shows that even though we're an offensive team, a team that can score goals, that we take a lot of pride in our own end and keeping pucks out of our net. And obviously that's important as you get closer to playoffs.
And that kind of leads into my next question. Obviously, you guys already have your first-round matchup locked up with Trail. You guys met them in the first round of the playoffs last year. But in terms of just keeping the group motivated and trying to get ready on the night-to-night basis, besides trying to set the record, how do you get the guys ready on this consistent basis and continue to move forward?
Well, probably it was a week or two ago is when you had the little lull. But now, you know, as far as, like, how it felt around the rink. But now, I mean, now playoffs are, you know, a week away. So it's... you know, I don't think we have to worry about motivation right now. It's, you know, our guys are just kind of, again, maybe you won't be as sharp when you don't have as much on the line, but, you know, it's human nature for that. But, you know, the team we're playing tonight has a lot on the line. So it's, you know, they're a great team. You know, when I look at it right now, like, you know, them, Cranbrook, you know, there's a lot of great teams in our division. And Salmon Arm's a funny one because we really feel like we haven't played them in a long, long time, November, right? And last time we were here was in September. So it's two teams that have had really good years, and I'm sure we want to finish that way.
And last question for you, you briefly mentioned it. So you're going to be your fourth meeting on the season with Salmon Arm. You haven't met since November the 23rd. But what do you remember from this group, and what do you see from them, and how do you get your guys ready for the opposition here tonight?
Well, you know what, they're always, you know, the last couple of years they've been the same as far as, like, Tyler really gets them to play hard. They play hard. They're a gritty team. You know, they make plays, you know, and they have a slick defensive core that, you know, you have to be aware where they're at because they like to get up on the play. They're good at surfing the offensive blue line. So, you know what, they're you know, a very, very solid hockey club, 1-4, and you know, it should be another great game tonight.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, and good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.